Mr. Simpson? Yeah, I was just out in the yard taking some inventory. Right. Okay. Yeah, I know. Oh, no. I see. Yeah. Well, listen, don't worry about...
Listen, I got some new ideas about that Simpson deal.
Pop, would you be quiet? I'm on the phone. Right, Mr. Simpson. Well, I'll come over there the first thing tomorrow... We'll settle the whole thing. We'll wrap the deal up. Very good. Okay, goodbye. Hey, Pop.
Shh. I'm on the TV. This is that movie where Dracula sucks Wolfman's neck and gets hair on his tongue. What'd you do that for?
Because it's dinner time, Pop, and I got a surprise for you in the kitchen.
Oh, I love surprises.
All right.
Listen, give me a hint. What is it?
Okay, I'll tell you this. Now, it's something that you would ordinarily have to travel thousands of miles to get.
No kidding.
That's right.
Oh, hi, Mr. Sanford.
This is a surprise. Asian flu.
Hey, Pop, what kind of way is that to talk, man? Especially since our Chew came all the way over here just to cook dinner for us tonight.
Who are you supposed to be, the galloping kamikaze?
No, man. See, Mr. Sanford, I've had dinner here so often that I just figured it'd be nice if I cooked for you once, to wait a man's heart through his stomach, right?
Yeah, and the way to the street is use your feet.
Hey, Pop, I want you to try some of this, man. Where's your curiosity?
Remember that old saying, curiosity killed the cat? I'm not sure he's dead. I think our Chew is hiding him under this sauce.
That's enough. Now, just sit down over here and be cool, all right?
Yeah, I'll eat my chips.
Well, have it your way, Mr. Sanford. But I think you're going to miss a great meal here, man. These are recipes all been handed down by my family.
Well, I make it a practice never to eat hand-me-down.
Here, Lamont. Okay. Sure you won't have some, Mr. Sanford? It's better than teriyaki, sukiyaki, kushiyaki...
No, I'll just stick with these Granny Goosey-yakis.
Hey, you know, this is good chow, Chew.
Yeah, man, I gotta admit, I even outdid myself this time.
Yeah, you know what that stuff look like? Low tide in Long Beach. Say, you know, it don't smell too bad, though. In fact, it smells good. Say, would any of you guys like to trade some of these chips for a tiny bit of that stuff?
Okay.
Yeah. It's not bad. Matter of fact, it's good. What do you call it?
I call it far-out food from the Far East.
Hey, you like it, huh, Pop?
I like it today, but tomorrow I might have sukiyaki seizure.
Hey, man, why don't you just come on out and admit it? Our Chew is a good cook.
Okay, I admit it. Our Chew, you're a good cook.
You know, that's the first time I ever heard you give anybody an honest compliment, Pop.
Shut up, dummy. Where did you learn how to cook like this?
Well, see, my family considers cooking an art form, like painting.
Oh, so you can take the leftovers and hang them on the wall.
Yeah, and judging from the size of this pot, you must have been from a pretty big family.
Oh, yeah, big, man. I mean, that's my problem, Lamont. All the recipes I know are for 50 people at a time.
Well, this is better than any Japanese food I've ever eaten.
Oh, thank you, man. But really, what am I gonna do with all them leftovers in the pot?
Sell them.
Oh, sure. What's he gonna do? Take out an ad in the classified under used food?
Wait a minute, Mr. Sanford. You got something there.
Must have just got on here.
No, I mean, see, I've checked out all the prices at the other Japanese restaurants, and I can make the same food for about half of what it costs them.
Really?
Yeah, man. If my kitchen were bigger, I mean, I could make a fortune. $200 a week at least clear.
$200 a week clear?
Yeah.
Aren't you? I see a kitchen in your fortune cookie.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about aren't you cooking right here in our beautiful kitchen.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I mean, take our place. All we gotta do is put an ad in the paper.
Hey, wait a minute. Now, I'm in the junk business, not the food business. I mean, it's a good dream, but I don't think it's gonna work.
I could handle the cooking end, and with your brains, you could handle the business end.
Him run the business end?
How would you like to be on the business end of this?
What about it, Mr. Sanford? Partners?
Partners.
All right.
Okay, if you guys want to fool around with this restaurant business, just go right ahead. I'm in the junk business, and I don't need you to help me anyway because you're just getting away.
Well, that's fair. You take the junk road, and I'll take the food road. And we'll have a Toyota before you.
Don't worry, Mr. Sanford. It's only 5 o'clock. We'll get a call soon. Relax.
Relax, I am relaxed. I'm calm and cool as a cucumber. That's our first customer.
I'll get it. Hey, Bubba.
Hi, aren't you? Hi, friend.
Hello, Bubba.
Hey, listen, you guys. I gotta go check things in the kitchen. I'll see you in a bit.
Okay. All right, friend, where is it?
Where is what?
My free fountain pen and balloon. They always give that stuff away at a grand opening.
Bubba, the only grand opening around here is between your ears.
Oh, sit down. Hey, friend, what about them baseballs?
What about them? Don't cook tonight, call Sanford Delight. Yeah, you saw I had the paper? Wonderful. One teriyaki. All right. And Mr. Thompson? All right. Ought to be ready in 10 minutes. Bye.
Fred, I really got to hand it to you.
Well, you know, Bubba, running a restaurant is demanding work. You got to have energy, be full of pep, get up and go.
Yeah.
Aren't you? Here's the first order. Hello, you deserve a break today. So come on and eat your heart away with this rice I got. What? One order of rice? One kushiyaki and an Oriental Express. Thank you, Mr. Walker. Be ready in 10 minutes. Bye.
Hey, Fred, what's Oriental Express?
I don't know, Bubba, but aren't you said it made you feel loose in the caboose. Aren't you?
You know, Fred, all this talk about food make me hungry.
Really? What do you have?
Oh, I have a rack of ribs and some greens.
Bubba, no, this is a Japanese restaurant.
Oh, then give me a burrito.
Bubba, how much is 5 and 5?
10.
It's also your IQ. Hello, Fred's Derby, where the stars meet me. All right, 2 tempura. All right, Mr. Gonzalez. Be ready in 10 minutes. Bye. Aju.
Yeah.
Fred, you're really rolling. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, you know, it's satisfying, Bubba, when you get involved in something that's creative and you have to ask nobody else to help you do nothing.
Yeah.
Get that dough for me, Bubba.
Hi. Hi. I'm Mr. Thompson. I'm here to pick up my order.
Oh,
it's Mr. Thompson. Here for his pickup.
Aren't you?
Yeah. I hear you.
All right, then. Yeah, Mr. Thompson, that'd be $6. Thank you.
Thank you.
Come again. Look at that, aren't you? Our first $6.
All right.
This is a memorable moment.
It sure is. You know, we Japanese have a proverb for moments like this, man. It goes, もしもし亀よ、亀さんよ、世界のうちでお前ほどどうしてそんなに弱いのか。まあ言うたらな、もう滅びが。
You shut up! What did you say?
I said, give me my $3, man.
Must be the Walker order.
I got it.
Well, all right.
We're the Walkers.
Your order be ready in a minute.
We're late for the movies and in a little hurry. I was wondering, could we eat here?
Why, sure. Come right in. My name is Fred G. Sanford. The G is for Guadalcanal. And this is my friend Bubba here. He's visiting us from Tokyo. Yeah, he's got to go catch his plane now. Goodbye, Bubba.
What?
See, you don't even understand English too good. Sometimes I have to use sign language.
All right, all right. Bye, Fred.
Bye. Come right in. Listen, you sit right here, and you can eat off the coffee table.
Thank you. After you, Mother.
Mr. Sanford, did you know you have a hole in your sofa?
Well, sit down, you covet.
Well, good night, Mr. Sanford. I must say, that was the best Japanese dinner I have ever eaten.
Thank you.
Goodbye, Mr. Sanford.
Goodbye. Hey, Achu! Come on out. Look here, Achu. Our first, look at that, $28.
All right.
25-cent tip they left me. 25-cent, them cheapos.
You know, there's an old Japanese saying.
Listen, please, don't start nothing about no Japanese saying. Just take the money.
Yeah. All right.
Here your money.
Eh? Not a bad night, Mr. Sanford.
No, I do. We're cleaning up.
Wrong. You cleaning up. I'm doing the cooking, remember?
Hey, listen, not you. You know the Walkers loved your cooking so much.
Really?
I got an idea.
That's the Gonzalez order.
The Gonzalez order. Give it here. Gonzalez order. Man, we move it every day. Oh, son, I didn't know you know the Gonzalez's. You come to pick up the order, huh?
Very funny.
Wait a minute, you crimp the shrimp.
Look, I want to talk to both of you. Now, I got a lot of big business deals coming up, including that Simpson deal, and I cannot afford to have people running in and out of this place all the time.
Listen, son.
It's just about time that you guys close this takeout restaurant.
Okay, we'll close the takeout restaurant.
Oh, but...
Good. I figured sorry. One day was all you guys could take.
Then we're gonna open up a full-fledged Japanese restaurant.
You're what?
You're standing in the main dining room of the newest Japanese restaurant in Watts.
What's it called?
Sanford and Rising Sun.
Hey, Mr. Sanford, hurry up. We're gonna open in 10 minutes.
I'll be down in a minute.
Hey, Bubba, you're gonna make a good-looking waiter.
Thanks, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hey, the place looks nice.
Yeah, this ain't bad for 3 days' work, huh? Wow, Hutch, you're the best-looking doorman I ever seen, man.
Yeah, well, after Fred put that big ad in the paper, I wanted to look the best.
Where's the head man?
All right, tell the truth. My maitre d'.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Fred, you're great. And if the restaurant don't work out, we can always follow you when we go to invade El Segundo.
If you don't shut up, I'm gonna cut off some of your El Rotundo. Get over there and line up.
Line up?
Line up over there. I gotta inspect you guys so I see you be sharp when the guests get in. Achoo, stick out that chest. Bubba, pull in that stomach.
I just did.
And you, Hutch, you just parked the car. Now, any questions?
Just one.
What?
I don't know how to drive.
Don't drive, just park them.
Hey, Mr. Sanford, listen, I'm gonna go check things in the kitchen.
Go ahead. Hey, Papa.
Yeah?
I remember this is a fancy restaurant. You gotta greet the customer with style and class.
Gotcha, Fred.
Good.
Greetings, old stylish and classy eating persons. I am Bubba, your human servant.
Humble.
Good evening, Mr. Sanford. We enjoyed your food so much, we came back and brought our friends.
Oh, that's so delightful to hear you say that, my two favorite customers. There's always a place for you here.
Thank you, Mr. Sanford.
Do you have reservations?
No, we don't.
And you ain't got no car either.
Shut up, Bubba. Come on in, folks. Rush right in. This is a little disturbance in the neighborhood.
Hey, Fred!
Shh! Come here. What are you screaming for?
I just want to tell you something.
I told you, class.
Yeah, but look, we're short one set of chopsticks.
Ain't nothing to scream about, Bubba. Class, show a little class, hit the chopstick. And listen, serve the food over the left shoulder.
All right, Fred.
Hey, son, bad, huh?
Please, Pop, I've been working hard all day getting out the Simpson order.
But I didn't
see. Look, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to have anything to do with it. Just stay away from me. I'm very tired, and I'm going to bed, okay?
Well, listen, son.
What was that?
You didn't let Hutch park the truck, did you?
I don't even care anymore. I'm just going to bed, all right?
You don't have to go upstairs, son. Why don't you stay down here? You can stay down here if you want to. Everybody wants you to stay down here.
Listen, I don't care if he does call it the Tokyo Terrace Towers. You're not eating in my bedroom.
Yeah, we did it, Mr. Sanford. The restaurant's a hit. We're making money hand over foot.
Yeah, and Lamont said it couldn't be done. We sure fooled him.
Excuse me, are you the owners of this restaurant?
Yeah, and you're the guy that goes around the restaurant rating them. And you just saw that our food was nice, delicious, and fresh, and you're gonna give us 4 stars.
No, I'm Inspector Logan.
Homicide! Someone died from sukiyaki seizure.
Gentlemen, I'm from the health department, and I'm here to make sure that your new restaurant meet the health codes established in this city.
Like what?
First, for openers. The law states that this restaurant should provide separate bathroom facilities for men and women.
We got that.
Sir, it just won't do to have one bathroom with a sign that says, first come, first serve.
Okay. I'll add another bathroom.
Sir, I'm afraid there's more than that. There are not enough exits, the ventilation is poor, and the dishwasher's no good at all.
Hey, man, I do the best I can.
Sir, the law requires that all dishes must be washed at a temperature of no less than 180 degrees Fahrenheit.
It's okay without you. From now on, you can wash the dishes inside the oven.
Yeah.
Sir, at first glance, I can see there are at least 7 other violations.
How about 8?
How's that?
Bribery. Here, put this 10 in your pocket, man. Forget about this.
Oh, sir, I'm sorry, but here's your citation. This restaurant must be closed immediately until these violations are corrected.
Oh, you can't do that. Give us a break, brother. Come here. Look. This is a war veteran.
Sir, this place, I suggest, should be remodeled.
Remodeling ain't a bad idea.
Oh, wait a minute. How much did all that cost?
Well, I'm not an expert, but I'd say around
$10,000.
$10,000.
$10,000. $10,000? Oh, no. Listen, Lamont don't want me in the junk business, and I'm losing money in the food business. Achoo! What should I do?
First of all, try taking your hand off the stove.
Ah! Yeah!
$50. overdrawn $58.63. I don't understand that. How can I get... Hello? Oh, hi, Mr. Simpson. I forgot the pipe. Oh, but I thought that was a half-inch wire. Oh, you're gonna cancel the order? Wait a minute, Mr. Simpson. I can explain everything. You see, my father's not working with me in the business anymore, and I just fell off. Oh, hey, Papa, I want to talk to you about something.
I'm all right. No, I ain't gonna say nothing to you. I ain't gonna bother you.
Well, I got something to talk to you about. See?
Yeah, and I got something to talk to you about, too, son. See,
Papa,
the restaurant...
The junk business is going bankrupt. I thought I could run the business without you, Pop, but I can't, man. I don't have your ability or your experience in dealing with people.
Yeah, well, see...
Pop, please, close down the restaurant business and come back with me into the junk business. I can't do it alone. I can't do it without you.
Well, I can't do that, son. If I close down, I put a parking attendant and a cook and a waiter, and to say nothing of all the guys down at Al's Body and Fender Shop who've been doing the cars for us.
Papa, I need you.
You know, I've been waiting a long time to hear you say that.
Then you'll come back?
Well, I'd be sacrificing a lot of fame and fortune, but for you...
Hey, that's great, Pop.
Hey, Mr. Sanford. Lamont?
Hi,
listen, I only got a minute, but I thought I'd better tell you. Last night, a guy liked my cooking so much that he offered me a job down at his restaurant after that health inspector closed us down. Hey, I gotta go to work, man. I'll catch you later.
I'll go with you.
Health inspector closed you down, huh?
Well, son,
You know, Pop,
I
should be mad at you, man, but I'm not. You're the best at what you're doing. I'm just glad we're partners again.
Yeah, son. Hey. Listen, I might be slowing up a little bit, and I might not be able to do that heavy work, but up here, I got a mind full of junk.
Hey, Pop. You look terrific, man. What you reading?
I'm reading this book here. I bought... with some of the profits that I made from the restaurant venture I was in.
Oh, let me take a look at that. The Art and Culture of Japan. Hey, that's all right, man.
Hey, thanks, son. Yeah, you see, I learned a lot of things about you last week. You know, there's a lot of things about Japan that I never even thought about.
You know, Pop, I can't believe you're saying all this.
Well, I did. See, I know, I admit that I've been prejudiced, but now my eyes are open. That's more than I can say for the Japanese.
That's not funny.
You're right, son. I apologize. I really do. See, an old dog has to learn new tricks slowly. But did you know a lot of the great TVs are made in Japan?
Yes, I did. Pop, what did you do with the rest of the profits from the restaurant?
And a lot of the popular cars are made in Japan.
I've heard that, too.
And Godzilla was made in Japan.
Totally slipped my mind. What did you do with the rest of the money from the restaurant profits, Pop?
And the son of Godzilla was made in Japan. Hey, wouldn't that be great, son? A great title for a television series? Godzilla and Son.
The money, Pop. What did you do with the rest of the profits?
Well...
Ready for your back rub, Mr. Sanford?
Also made in Japan. We'll be right back.